Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome to Food for the Journey. I do pray that it is truly food for you. I want this to be a different kind of Christmas for you. I know you're going to be worn out getting gifts out, especially for your children. I know that. But what I want you to pay attention to is that God has given us the greatest gift. He's given us himself. So let somewhere in this day spend just 2 minutes thanking God that he chose to become flesh in order to walk with us and to save us. Think about that. The first reading for today is taken from the first book of Samuel, chapter 1, verses 24 to 28. In those days, Hannah brought Samuel with her, along with a 3-year-old bull, an ephah of flour, and a skin of wine, and presented him at the temple of the Lord in Shiloh. After the boy's father had sacrificed the young bull, Hannah, his mother, approached Eli and said, "Pardon, my lord. As you live, my lord, I am the woman who stood near you here, praying to the Lord. I prayed for this child, and the Lord granted my request. Now I, in turn, give him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he shall be dedicated to the Lord." And she left Samuel there. Think about that. She was given what she most wanted, a child. And what did she do? She brought it to the Lord and gave it back to him. He would be raised there, not in the quiet of his own home, but in the temple. She gave him back to God. My goodness, I can't imagine that kind of faith, frankly. It's very hard for me, and yet here it is. The God of heaven and earth has given me a gift, and so I in turn give it back to him. And you and I, he has been sent to save us. And what we want to do is know about him, read him, love him, call upon his strength, his insight, his help, that we might become more and more like him. Think about that. Think about that right now. Or at least after this program, think about it. But think clearly. What can I offer God this Christmas? What can I offer? Please, brothers and sisters, what it may be, I don't know. I'm not saying that you're offering persons to him, but can you do things for him? Even if you make one decision of one thing that you can give to the Lord, please, the Lord sees, the Lord hears, and the Lord loves you. And you want to keep that, whatever it is, whatever intention you're thinking, and I hope you are, when you think of it, let's take this next year to put that into action. And I'll be talking more about that. But right now, what is it that I can give him that I've kind of held back for myself or I've been selfish about? What can I give? Because in return, God gives us himself. And the responsorial psalm, "My heart exalts in the Lord my Savior." May your heart and my heart truly exalt in the Lord my Savior. "My heart exalts in the Lord, my horn is exalted in my God. I have swallowed up my enemies, I rejoice in my victory. The bows of the mighty are broken, while the tottering gird on strength. The well-fed hire themselves out for bread, while the hungry batten on spoil. The barren wife bears 7 sons, while the mother of many languishes. The Lord puts to death and gives life. He casts down to the netherworld. He raises up again. The Lord makes poor and makes rich. He humbles, but he also exalts. He raises the needy from the dust, from the dung heap. He lifts up the poor to seat them with nobles and make a glorious throne their heritage. You know, brothers and sisters, during this Advent season, I have given away some things that we can to the people who are more in need than we are. Even if you were to find one person in need right now, people are on the streets begging, pay attention. Don't discard. Don't look away. Open your heart. There may be some false people there, but the Lord will help you, because there are many, many poor and in need who are walking the streets today. Let's reach our hearts to them. Then we take a look at the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 46 to 56. Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked upon his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones, and he has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever." It's a blessed mother visiting her cousin Elizabeth, who proclaimed the goodness of God. Not "look at me, I'm pregnant," kept looking at the goodness of God and praised him. And Mary remained with Elizabeth about 3 months and then returned to her home. I'm sure that she was getting some support there. I'm sure she was getting some help and hope and encouragement. I'm sure. But she was bringing Jesus, a priceless gift, into her cousin's midst. Think of that. It boggles my mind. It boggles my mind. If I had been Mary and I knew that I was carrying Jesus, I would have hid in my own room so that nothing would happen to me. But what did she do? She went to visit her cousin and stayed with her 3 months and then returned to her home, to her husband, and waited to see the gift that God was about to give them and about to give us. And here we are on the 22nd, just a few days before Christmas. Are you preparing your heart that you can receive him, and that you also can give him to others? Quietly, simply, wish people a blessed Christmas, wish people a Merry Christmas, a Happy Christmas, but to be able to say, Lord, please, give this man or this woman great grace today to know you even more. You can pray that prayer in your heart, or you can pray it with the person. But you can be a disciple of Jesus Christ, which is what you are. And you can be that at this Christmas season, in particular ways some people don't know and don't care. Other people know, but they just don't know what to do about it. Bring them glad tidings of great joy, just in a sentence or two. And if you're brave enough, just say to them, if you want to hear more, just let me know. Become a messenger of the newborn Christ. All of you, to your husbands, your wives, your children, your cousins, the people you will see on Christmas Day, perhaps bring Christ into the center of it, and may he be praised and glorified through you. In the light of divine revelation, let me read this to you. Elizabeth understands that the fruit of Mary's womb is beginning to bless people through his mother. She knows that it is the Lord himself who comes to her. The Son of God comes through his mother to his precursor, and the precursor through his mother recognized the Son of God. What strikes one most of all is its simplicity and its dignity. In substance, it is a song of thanksgiving, which recalls that God is the greatness of the humble, that he lifts them up even while he casts down the pride of the mighty. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. Mary leaves self, as it were, to glorify God alone and to find in him all her joy. She is in perfect peace, for no one can take from her him of whom she sings. That was written by a marvelous Dominican theologian, Father Garrigou Lagrange. Look up writings about him. And he was also the theological advisor to the future, at that time, to the future St. John Paul. But listen to that. If you can, play it back. Listen to it. Brothers and sisters, all of us, are called to be ambassadors this Christmas. Each of us is called to be an ambassador of Christ, to bring the good news that God himself, the Almighty God over heaven and earth, came as a child and was cared for as a baby, as a child. He came in humility that we might draw close, that we might hear his words. What a God we have. Brothers and sisters, a God that I can't even find the words to express, but he is your God and he is mine. Ready your heart and your soul for this great feast. God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.